And welcome. You're listening to Heart of Mind Radio for the New Millennium, and I'm Catherine Davis. That opening theme music is called Frog Dancing by David Anthony Clark. And at the end of today's program, we're going to hear another of my favorite pieces of music, See You in the Light, by Michael Franti and Spearhead. And this program, Heart of Mind Radio, is one that brings to you different concepts with regard to our mind, body, spirit, and soul. And the focus is primarily about the integration of the various facets of our being, as well as the expansion of our being in terms of access to the various insights and abilities that we are capable of doing for ourselves. So it's really about self-empowerment, being able to be creative in the world in such a way as to provide for ourselves sustenance, inspiration, and expansion. And on today's program, I'm really looking at a number of things. First, it is to look into the environment and see what we are dealing with. And certainly as I look out into the world, if I look at the politics that are going on in the United States, when I look at the conflict that are going on between countries and also within various countries in which different groups are fighting each other, harming each other, demanding some kind of adherence to a narrow philosophical perspective, and somehow thinking that there is a right way or that there is one answer, one right way to look at things. And from my perspective, this is a very constricted, narrow, boxed-in perspective. But yet people are so engaged in these things that they find themselves acting out according to it. So this is really very concerning. And because we don't really know when something is going to happen in our immediate vicinity or when something is going to jump off in which we have to engage personally one-on-one with a explosive or toxic situation. So there's a way in which we can think of ourselves as living within this psychological, emotional wilderness. And with so many conflicts going on in the world and in our own communities, if we look at this from an energetic perspective, then it allows us to understand that we have a more expansive weaving and interconnecting with these energies, because each human being has a field of energy. Many of us understand that we have energy flowing through the body, that we have chakra system or energy point system that sort of takes us deeper into the various aspects of our being. But what we have to understand is that our energy extends far beyond the boundaries of our skin and into our personal space, so that there are fields that surround our body, as we can think of them as being the more subtle layers of our true being. So we have these layers that extend beyond us. But in truth, there is an imprint of our energy that goes well beyond that and could be considered expansive enough to house a building or house a state or house a country our energies go far into the distance from the physical being that we are. And in fact, our chakra system is the way in which, or at least one of the ways in which, the fullness of who we are connects into the physical body that we interact with in this domain, in the Earth's physical domain. So I say this to come to the understanding that as we are walking through life, whatever it is that we're doing, we are mingling our energies with everyone else. So in your particular neighborhood, or maybe your family or the house and building within which you live, there might be a more intimate mingling of energy. So it creates a more sort of a close in mingling and mixturing of your energies. So for those people who are living in a community in which you might consider it fairly liberal and open-minded, you're going to have a sense of openness in the feel of the environment around you. If you're living in a community in which people are very frightened or scared of certain kinds of possibilities, eventualities, inevitabilities, if people are suspicious of each other, of strangers, if you're in a community where people feel suspicious of the other person, be that the other person is lighter skinned or the other person is darker skinned, those energies emanating from those beings will be also intermingled in the field, which means that you will be potentially surrounded by that energy and those thought forms that arise from the energy. And this is how sometimes we can come to feel things that make no sense to us. Like you might feel a sense of foreboding, or you might feel a sense of fear, or you might end up feeling a sense of melancholy or depression. And when this happens and we don't have an identifiable source, be that something in our lives that we have experienced or something in our past that we might have some familiarity with that feeling, it could very well be something that is flowing into our field coming from the communal field within which we live. So, of course, the most powerful of that will be those fields that are near us, those people, the community in which we actually live. But this intermingling is so expansive that it becomes at some point a global intermingling of energies. It's like a big pot of soup in which everybody's energies are swirling around. And we are, you know, the little beings who are absorbing it, just like a tomato or a potato or something in the soup will absorb the flavor of the stock. We as human beings begin to absorb the flavor of energies that swirl around our being. And what that does, depending on the nature of those energies and our awareness of what's happening, it can begin to penetrate our own energy and really breach our sovereignty on an energetic level and cause us to become part of that big toxic soup. And I say toxic because when we look at the world, when we look at the conflict, when we look at the fear, when we look at the harm that's being reported around the world, that is what we begin to absorb. So by exposing ourselves to a lot of media, a lot of news reports, which tend to be not so much expansive and questioning and looking at the various issues, but they kind of present the information in a sensationalist manner and make it something that's going to evoke a feeling of fear or concern or some way to get you attached and latched into that broadcast, like high alert, high alert, high alert. This is an emergency. You have to pay attention to us. You have to stay tuned. Stand in for our updates. But then the updates never really come. It's just a repetition over and over and over again of this same syndrome of highly sensationalized reporting that actually gives no solutions and doesn't really explore the reasoning, doesn't look for resolutions, but attempts to just keep us in this heightened state of emergency. And when we expose ourselves to that, that energy really begins to penetrate our field, because it takes it from the more distant relationship it might have through the actual world field of energy and puts it right in front of our face, so that it becomes ballooned into a higher register within our energy field. And so we begin to absorb that. And as we absorb that intensity, it begins to alter our own energy vibration, our own energy signature, and can in fact work as a hook that does more than inform, but pulls us energetically and psychologically into that milieu, so that we in turn begin to project that, strengthening the field of toxicity, not just globally, but in our immediate environment. And we'll find that we engage with our friends and our family in a more hostile manner or adversarial manner. And we begin to look at our lives as if it is a problem, or something to be overcome, or something to be, fought with. And so when we expose ourselves to a lot of this kind of media, be it on the television or on the internet, YouTube or whatever, or through movies is another way that this kind of heightened, emotional, intensifying message can be delivered into our nervous system. And so it begins to alter us. And what it really requires is that we take stock of what's really happening to our being and set up internal checks and balances. I'm not saying to disengage from what's happening in the world. We want to know what's going on in the world, and we want to have a positive impact if we can. We want to be able to ensure that we and our families are safe. But we want to be able to do this in such a way that doesn't create more fear within ourselves, within our family, within our environment. And hopefully we can do it in such a way that we can create a foundation of stability for ourselves, for those in our immediate environment. And from that, that strength of stability can begin to expand out into the global energetic field, so that rather than being something poisonous in the soup of humanity, we become something that will be more of having a purifying effect. It's like putting turmeric in your soup, cinnamon in your cereal or something. There are certain herbs we can put in to have a toxifying effect on the overall body. A detoxifying effect, so that it helps the body to cleanse. We can do this for ourselves on an energetic level as well. And this is one way of thinking about meditation and what meditation means and how it can serve us. Meditation is a way of bringing our body back into balance. So if we are caught up in the fever of public discourse, or caught up in the fever of worry and stress over our everyday issues, whether or not we're going to have enough money to pay bills, or have enough money to buy food for the family, or to send the kids to school or to engage in this project we're interested in or to be able to take oneself on a vacation or to relax, all these things that in the normal course of our life can grow up and grow out into stress, and that stress will begin to impact our physical body, bringing tension, physical tension into the muscles, and then bringing the muscles tightening and the heightened mental state of worry begins to impact the nervous system. And then the nervous system goes through the whole body, and it begins to have an impact on our organs and have an impact on the functioning of our body systems. And ultimately, simply the worry and stress of life can have this negative impact on our health. We make bad choices, eat bad foods, engage in habits that are destructive, smoking, drinking, whatever. So when you add that to the impact of the more public stressful energy that comes through the media, that comes through our concern over what's happening in the world, when all that comes together, it can really work to break our body systems down. And we will find ourselves in an extreme state where we don't have a connection to who we are, to our core being. We get cut off from our greater insights and guidance in this state. And we are unable to sustain our relationships, create healthy relationships. And we go through life almost as if it's a battering ram, or we're the battering ram, and the waves of life are just crashing against the shores of our body. And it becomes very difficult to ultimately be self-sustaining and almost impossible for us to engage in those activities of transformation and growth. And that's really where we are in the cosmic world. Cosmically, we are at a stage, you can see it from the ancient calendars, where it's the end of one era and the beginning of a new era. And we could see those predictions, prophecies, understandings of the ancients in what's happening in our solar system with the multiplicity of events of eclipses, lunar eclipses, solar eclipses, with the alignment of the planetary systems. You can do research on this and you can see that we are living in a very, very unique time in the history, in the historical record of humanity. And so this energy that is combined with what's happening to us within the world with the body politic and then within our lives that are very stressful, all of this comes together to create this huge sandwich pressure effect. But the purpose of all this is for us to transform through this. It is a pressure cooker that is bringing us to a point where we can uplift ourselves from the limited abilities we've had throughout history because of the timing of the cosmic transformation, and we can move into this new state of being. And we can think of this pressure and this craziness as the chrysalis of the butterfly. And I could imagine that in that chrysalis, the poor caterpillar is metamorphosizing into this butterfly. But as the butterfly manifests, it becomes too big for the container. And the only thing that the butterfly can do is to break itself out of that chrysalis, out of that womb. And that's where we are as a humanity, at that point of breaking ourselves out of that hardened shell of the reality that we have been living in up to this point, because we have become fully blossomed in our innate abilities physically, mentally, spiritually, psychologically. All the ways that we are, we have a much more expansive capacity at this time, but we have to break through the pressure cooker in order to fully become that which can manifest a new world for ourselves and contribute to the manifesting of a new world for the collective of humanity. So with all that being said, one of the ways that we can, and most importantly, survive all of that going on, all that this is going on, because if you don't break through that chrysalis, we will suffocate within it. So the meditation on the first part is to help us to get into that state of focus so that we don't panic. Like when you first fall into the water, if you can't swim, people panic and they flail about, and that's how they drown. But if you relax and assess your situation, you will notice that your body will naturally float back up. And you can find a way to move through the water, even though it's dog paddling maybe, if you don't know, you know, the best way to swim. If you allow your body to be in its natural state, it will find a natural way, because the body has its intuition and can get you into safety and can help you along the way. So meditation starts with that premise in mind, that it can bring your focus back into the center so that you can connect to whom you are, so that you can gain access to the intuitive things that you would be able to connect with, your body's ability to know what you need to eat, how you need to breathe, where you should go, where you should not go. So there's the intuition that we can connect to, and meditation opens up the doorway into that possibility. It also allows us to get ourselves grounded. Very often when we're so engaged in thought, so engaged in the world, we lose connection with the essence of our reality. And the reality in which we live, that was created, in which we were created, is a very nourishing and nurturing reality when you have a harmonic relation with it. So it's really good to ground ourselves into the sense of the earth, to be able to mingle our energy with the earth, and through the earth, you know, and the roots of the trees, and rising with the trees, and expanding into the leaves, and flowing into the air, and reaching up into the upper atmosphere, and then expanding into the cosmos beyond, then what happens is our energetic field begins to mingle with these really substantial stabilizing forces. And it allows our body and our mind and our spirit and our soul to be grounded in that supportive, sustaining part of the world, the creation, so that what happens is when you become grounded in the creative forces, when you become grounded in the reality in which we were designed to live, then the body politic becomes a very small element of influence. So we can look at the horrific things that are going on around the earth. We can take actions and take responsible, be responsible with regard to it, but not having it seep into our very being and taking over, displacing that natural connection, so that our nervous system becomes frayed and tattered, and our energy field gets penetrated with darkness. The holes of the of that agitative energy begins to make holes in our energy field. But when we connect with the natural world, when we connect and ground into the earth and feel the true nature of what we are as human beings, as natural beings, then all of those places in our body that have been damaged become healed. And the energy that we can gather through that connection, through that integration of the natural field of energy, will fill in all these open holes and spots that are allowing the toxic energy to get in. And then as we connect through vibration to the movement of energy as it moves through our body, as our body energy moves through the greater field of the natural existence, then we become better encased in that energy field, so that as we struggle with the energies of transformation, the need to break out of the shell, the chrysalis of the old version of human being, and blossoming into the new version of human being, rather than being received by a toxic soup created by this toxic energy in the world, we begin to blossom and spread our wings into the energy of the natural world, so that we can open in fullness without receiving damage to who we are. And as we open up and begin to recognize our new abilities, we can play with those abilities because we are surrounded and protected by that connection to the natural world, to the cosmic world, and to the divine world. And this is really one of the true purposes of meditation, I would say, especially in these times in which we live. It's to connect with the sustaining and supportive vibrations that are going to support and sustain our physical body, and through the physical body, be able to open up the portals within to our own higher wisdom, to strengthen our own chakra system, to be able to allow for a natural and holistic flow of the energy within our being, so that we become massively powerful despite the toxic energy and despite the challenges of the world in which we live. So once we support and sustain ourselves and nurture ourselves like newborn babies into this new energy, this new cosmic energy, being sustained by the natural forces of our creation, the earth, the sky, the air, the fire, the water, then we can have access to those powerful forces as we engage and make transformation in the world. So I'm going to present to you now a meditation that is very helpful in beginning and engaging and sustaining this process. It's called the Infinity Meditation, and I invite you to listen to it. If you are in a place where you can listen to it, then do that now. It's about 20 minutes long, but it will also be here on the archive at the Progressive Radio Network, PRN.FM, and you will be able to come back and listen to it at an appropriate time, maybe early in the morning, maybe in the evening, wherever you find that time. And if you don't find it, then carve it out. Demand of yourself that you are going to give yourself this time. You deserve to take care and to be all that you can through this life, to be able to expand and blossom to your fullest. And that is the gift of the Infinity Meditation. So stay tuned, and we will follow with the meditation, then a little bit of music to bring you back to center so that we can engage in the world. Thank you, and remember, come back to the website, prn.fm. Go to the archive page for Heart of Mind Radio, and you will be able to listen and download this, as well as all of our past programs. Thanks. Stay tuned.
Infinity Meditation. The Infinity Meditation can be done while sitting in a chair, with your feet resting on the floor and your hands in your lap, or it can be done sitting cross-legged on the floor with your spine comfortably upright. It can also be done laying down, but also be sure that your spine is in alignment, your legs are comfortably spread beneath you, and your arms resting at your sides. Begin by focusing on your breath. Close your eyes and feel your breath flowing in and out of your body. Relax yourself, relaxing your head and your neck, your shoulders and your arms. Relax your back. Relax your chest and your abdomen. Relax your hips and your legs. Bring your focus into your heart and feel the energy of your heart. Bring your awareness deep into the field of your heart. With your inner sight, peer deep into your heart. Allow yourself to feel, to become aware of this feeling of your heart. I want you to guide this energy starting flowing from the heart in a loop through your body. Visualize it flowing like a stream down through the tip of your spine and then up into your heart. Then feel this energy flow up in a loop, flowing through the Bai Hui, your crown, and then down back into your heart. And continue with your intention to guide the flow of your heart's energy in the figure of an eight. Starting with the center, guide your energy to flow down in a loop, flowing through the tip of your spine and up back to the center of your heart. Guide your energy up, flowing in a loop, flowing through the Bai Hui, your crown, and then back again to the center of your heart. Continue for a few moments to watch this flow in the figure eight, which represents the symbol of infinity, flowing down through the tip of your spine, looping back to the heart, flowing up, passing through the Bai Hui, your crown, and then back into the center of your heart. Now I want you to add your breath to the movement of your energy as it flows in the infinity symbol, bringing your focus to the center of your heart. As you exhale, send your energy down in a loop through the tip of your spine, returning to your heart. The full loop occurs with the exhale, so exhale, sending the energy down, looping through the tip of your spine and up through the heart, with that full movement occurring as one exhaled breath. And so for a few moments, continue with the infinity symbol, but focusing on the exhaled breath accompanying the energy as it flows down and returns to your heart. bringing your focus back to the center of your heart. I want you to inhale as you guide your energy up, flowing through your Bai Hui, the crown, and returning to the center of your heart. So continue with the infinity breath, but focus on the inhale, rising from your heart, flowing in a loop through the Bai Hui, your crown, and returning to the center of your heart. So continue with the full infinity, moving the chi, but focus on the inhale as you guide your chi up, looping through the Bai Hui, your crown, returning to your heart. Focus on that inhaled loop for a few moments. Now let's bring our focus to the full movement, returning your focus first to the center of your heart, and exhale, guiding the energy down in a loop, flowing through the tip of your spine, returning to the center of your heart, all as one exhaled breath. Inhale, guiding the flow of energy up, looping through the Bai Hui, your crown, and returning to the center of your heart, so that as you exhale, the loop is completed with the exhaled breath down and to the heart. And when you inhale, the loop is completed with the inhaled breath up through the Bai Hui, your crown, and looping back to the center of your heart. So focus on the full breath for a few moments, accompanied with the movement of energy. Exhale, down, loop to the center of your heart. Inhale, up, loop through the center of your heart. And continue for a few moments, focusing on the infinity breath as it flows through your body, emanating from the heart, encompassing the tip of your spine in the exhale down loop, encompassing the Bai Hui, your crown, in the inhale of the up loop. Continue this breath for a few moments. Now we're going to extend the dimensions of this breath. When you exhale, guide the energy from your heart, extend it deep into the center of the earth, allowing it to loop back through to the center of your heart. As you inhale, guide your energy up through to the center of the cosmos and return, looping back to the center of your heart. Exhale into the center of the earth. Mingle with the energies of the earth. Draw that earth vibration up into your heart. Inhale. Guide your energy up through to the center of the cosmos. Gather and mingle with the energies of cosmos and draw back into the center of your heart, all with one inhaled breath. And continue, guiding your energy down through the center of the earth and back to your heart in one exhaled breath. Guide your energy up through the center of the cosmos and back to the center of your heart, all in one inhaled breath, and continue for a few moments with the full infinity breath, exhaling into the earth, uniting with the Mother Gaia, mingling with the elementals and the life force energy, bringing back to your heart in one exhaled breath, and guiding your energy up through the center of the cosmos, mingling with the Divine Father, the Divine Mother, drawing that energy back into your heart with one inhaled breath. As you exhale and send your energy in the down loop of the infinity symbol, mingle with Gaia, integrate the natural world, elemental world, back through into your heart. And as you inhale into the cosmic center, you mingle with the higher self, with the guardians, the angels, the masters, and draw that energy back to the center of your heart. Exhale down and mingle the natural world, the animal kingdoms, back into your heart. Inhale to the cosmos, draw the spirit world, and then mingle that back into your heart with the inhaled breath. Continue for a few moments more with the extended infinity breath. Gradually draw this loop closer to your body so that your exhaled breath eventually comes back to the tip of your spine and into your heart. And the inhaled breath gradually flows again through the Bai Hui, your crown, returning to the center of your heart. Slowly draw your focus with both breaths closer, closer, and closer to the center of your heart until the infinity breath is just flowing through the heart, exhaling deeper, inhaling higher, exhaling deeper, inhaling higher. And release the focus of movement and allow your awareness to seep deep into the field of your heart. Bring both hands to your heart and allow the radiance of your heart to flow into your palms. And then move your arms into a self-embrace, a hug, and allow this loving energy you've collected from all of creation, all of the divinity of creation, and just with your palms radiate through your body, allowing the love you've collected, the love of your own heart, to flow and radiate through your entire body. Continue to rest for a moment. If you are able at this moment, you can allow yourself to lay and fall asleep. Go into a restful state. If you want to continue with your day and flow into the movement of the day, begin by moving slowly, so that you can carry this energy with you. Rub your hands together, bringing warmth to your hands. And bathe your face 3 times, spreading the energy over the skin of your face. Rub your hands together again, and cup them over your eyes, sending the radiance deep into your body through your eyes. Open your eyes under the protection of your palms. Slowly move your hands away, and moving with a sense of quiet and peace, rise out of your chair or out of your meditative positions, and move on with your day, and feel this radiance flowing from your heart, flowing before you, trailing behind you, uplifting and nourishing all in your path.
A bite. They wanna drink.